The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of Climate Crisis. Today we will talk about the effects of climate change on food security. Let's begin by defining what is food security. Food security is the ability to get and use sufficient amounts of foods that are safe and nutritious. Food security for all people everywhere is a widely shared international goal, and it was most recently included in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. Climate change affects agriculture productivity, and it is a major factor in food security and availability. It has impacts on food access, utilization, and overall stability, which arise as a result of climate change impacts on global food system activities such as food processing, packaging, transportation, storage, waste, and consumption. Climate change is expected to cause more frequent food production disturbance in many countries, as well as higher overall food prices, according to a report by the United States Department of Agriculture. Humans now rely on a far smaller number of plant and animal species to create food. According to a report from the United Nations, more than 559 of the 6,190 domesticated animal varieties employed in agriculture have become extinct, with 1,000 more on the verge of extinction. As a result, the food chain is growing more vulnerable to pests and diseases. Furthermore, breeding new, hardier crops and livestock to cope with the intense heat and drought that climate change brings may become more difficult in the future. Climate change has an impact on every component of the food chain. It possesses the greatest threat to food security for people who are poor and people living in tropical areas. Countries with higher hunger levels are typically also vulnerable to climate change and have limited capacity to respond. Food supply, access, consumption, and stability are less threatened among wealthy people and people living in the temperate regions. Some high-altitude regions may actually experience productivity increases due to high adaptive capacity, CO2 fertilization, higher temperatures, and precipitation increases. However, under high CO2 emissions, catastrophic effects will become more likely in all circumstances by 2050 to 2100. One of the major threats that comes with a warm climate is diminishing global crop yields. According to Edward Darwin, a researcher at the ETH Zurich and an author of the United Nations report, above 2 degrees of global warming, there would be an increase of 100 million or more of the population at a risk of hunger. Temperature changes, changes in precipitation amount, timing, and intensity, and reduced water availability in dry areas all have an impact on fruit production. Temperature increases are likely to affect processing, packaging, and storage, thus increasing costs and spoilage. Temperature rises may also make usage more difficult by raising food safety concerns. Crops grown in high drought locations and stored in humid environments are susceptible to fungal infection and pests. Also, rain isn't always a guarantee for healthy crops. Increased rainfall or flooding can cause harmful mold to grow on crops. Changes in sea levels and other natural disasters such as flooding, storms, fires, and heat waves caused by climate change also have major impacts on fruit production. For example, rising sea levels caused by climate change pose a great challenge to food security in places like Bangladesh and Vietnam. Because saltwater is more likely to flood coastal farmlands, rice harvests are more likely to perish. Rice, a staple crop consumed by half of the world's population, is extremely sensitive to modest variations in temperature and water salinity, making harvest in crucial growing regions like the Mekong Delta extremely vulnerable to climate change. Because the Mekong Delta produces half of Vietnam's rice, a flood in this region has a significant impact on the country's food security and economy. Also, because of abnormally high rainfall, swarms of locusts are devouring crops across huge regions of East Africa and Southwest Asia, threatening food supply. Heat and burning fires are also destroying crops and cattle across the western United States, and a derecho storm in the Midwest destroyed millions of acres of maize and soybean production. Across France, scorching heat and severe drought have wreaked havoc on agriculture productivity, prompting farmers to appeal to the government for assistance. Due to intense heat, harsh weather, and droughts, wheat, rice, maize, and other crop yields have been dropping in several countries. According to some predictions, worldwide yields might drop by up to 30% by 2050 if appropriate adaptation is not implemented. Countries already struggling with pollution, deforestation, and other issues are likely to bear the brunt of these consequences. The 2 billion people who already don't have enough food, such as smallholder farmers and other poor people, would be the hardest hit. Food shortages are more likely to harm poorer countries than wealthier ones. This could result in an upsurge of immigration. According to the United Nations, the number of migrants from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border increased fivefold between 2010 and 2015, coinciding with a dry spell that left many without food. The more climate change occurs, extreme weather events become more common, and we lose more food each year. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, nearly one-third of the food produced by farmers in low- and middle-income nations is wasted between the field and the market. The food system currently produces 21-30% of greenhouse gas emissions, implying that food losses contribute to climate crisis while doing nothing to improve food security or malnutrition levels. Climate change also has negative impacts on the nutritional value of food. Higher carbon dioxide concentrations reduces the protein, zinc, and iron content of crops. According to the 2019 Global Hunger Index, by 2050, an estimated 175 million more individuals would have zinc deficiencies, which might make them more susceptible to infections, among other things, and 122 million more people will be protein deficient. Poor people in Africa, the Middle East, and South and Southeast Asia are most at risk from the combination of these deficiencies and poor public health systems that may be unable to cope with the impacts. Even as climate change makes agriculture more difficult, agriculture itself is making climate change worse. For example, Indonesia and Malaysia draining wetlands to develop palm oil plantations is particularly harmful. Peatlands, which store between 530 and 694 billion tons of carbon dioxide, release the carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere when they are drained. The carbon dioxide produced by 2.5 acres of peatlands is the same as 6,000 gallons of gasoline burned. Cattle, too, are large generators of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, and rising global demand for beef and other meats has increased their numbers, resulting in greater deforestation in critical forest systems such as the Amazon rainforest. To be able to solve the problem of food insecurity caused by climate change, farmers and ranchers would have to adopt new technologies to raise more food on less area. consumers in wealthier countries would have to waste less food and use natural resources more efficiently. Environmental regulations would have to be strengthened and enforced globally, with governments placing restrictions on illegal logging and fishing. Efforts to minimize global warming would also be crucial. To prevent the worst effects of climate change, we must drastically alter our agriculture systems. The good news is that a variety of sustainable techniques can assist farmers mitigate climate change while also helping them build resilience to future environmental and economic shocks. One such technique is agroforestry. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, agroforestry is the intentional integration of trees and shrubs into crop and animal farming systems to create environmental, economic, and social benefits. Agroforestry helps to mitigate climate change in three ways: sequestering carbon in biomass and soils, minimizing greenhouse gas emissions, and avoiding emissions on farms by reducing the use of fossil fuels and energy. Farmers can profit from various benefits while mitigating climate change through agroforestry practices. Increased yields, fewer hazards, improved pollinator and wildlife habitats, and increased capacity to adjust to climate change are just a few of the advantages. This makes agroforestry more appealing to farmers. With land-based food production already stretched and the global population continuing to expand, aquaculture is one of the other techniques that is critical for feeding the world in a changing climate. Significant developments in technology have made it possible to sustainably manage aquaculture, and research indicates that there is a great potential for aquaculture to restore environmental health and increase human well-being. Rethinking how and where we grow our food can have a significant impact on our climatic future. Currently, growing vast majority of our food requires the use of land, and almost all of the world's fertile soil is already in use. According to Nature Conservancy, a global environmental organization, our ocean covers approximately 3/4 of the world, but only provides 2% of our food. Not only is there room to expand, but there is room to expand smartly. According to one study, instead of land-based meat, if we produce more seafood to meet rising protein demand, we could save an area of land twice the size of India. Furthermore, cultivating seafood rather than most other animal proteins saves a significant amount of carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere. Usually, farmed seafood emits roughly a tenth of the carbon that beef does, according to Nature Conservancy. Aquaculture can also help our food systems better endure and recover from the effects of climate change, and it has the potential to offer fresh economic growth to coastal communities while also improving food security on a local and global scale. If done properly and sustainably, aquaculture is the way forward for increasing global food supply and trade opportunities in changing times and changing climates. Many of us have an image of a farmer as a guardian of the land, but as our reality shifts due to climate change, individuals who cultivate food in the water may become the guardians of our predominantly blue globe. Farmers, governments, global agribusiness investors, and non-governmental organizations will need to collaborate to realize the full potential of restorative aquaculture to feed people in a changing environment. Thank you for listening to episode 7 of Climate Crisis. In episode 8, we will discuss climate change effects on human health.